Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Welcome to folks. We're starting. Thank you. Welcome to our Regional Water Quality Control Board meeting of Thursday, December 7th. It is 9:05 a.m. And I would like to ask for a roll call. And I'm Jean-Pierre Wolf, chair of the board.
Dr. Wolf?
Present.
Dr. Hunter? Ms. Cervantes? Mr. Delgado?
Here.
Ms. Gray?
Present.
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
Mr. Young?
Here.
Thank you.
Thank you. And item two, introductions. Mr. Robertson?
Thank you, Dr. Wolf. So we'll do some standard introductions today, and then we're going to have a little, because this is one of our few San Luis Obispo meetings for the year, we'll have a little bit of an extended introduction of new staff, departing staff, et cetera, and some awards. So to my right is our counsel, Jessica Jarre. To her right is Michael Thomas, the Assistant Executive Officer, and in the audience we have the section managers, Harvey Packard, Angela Schroeder, and Taya Tryon. Taya is going to step forward right now and do one introduction and an award.
Good morning, members of the board. My name is Taya Tryon, and I wanted to introduce to you Greg Bishop. He's the new site cleanup program manager here for the Central Coast Water Board. He comes to us from the LA Regional Board, where he managed one of five site cleanup units. He's got about 10 years experience at the Water Board there, 13 years before that in consulting, and he also taught geology at community college. Married to really cute girls, and he's a professional geologist and a certified hydrogeologist. So I'm really excited to have Greg here. He's going to do a great job managing the site cleanup program. As you know, we have several really high priority cleanup projects in our region, one of which you get an update on usually through the EO report. It's called the Buckley Road Area TCE Groundwater Investigation. And that is one of the highest priority projects because contaminants have impacted domestic wells, and it's a chemical solvent. And two key members of that project, I'd like for them to come up to the board right now, Sarah Hinkle and Dean Thomas. They have no idea. Dean and Sarah have been instrumental in handling this project in the last 2 years. Dean's been the lead technical person in trying to find out where the TCE is coming from, and also Sarah has been helping him and been the major public outreach person. And I just wanted to let you know that, you know, when we find out members of the community are impacted with contaminated groundwater, and it's actually really close here. It's just a community not even a mile away. And when these people call, it's an emotional thing. It's a personal thing, but it's also for us. We don't like it either, and we want to help them. And I think they have gone above and beyond what is expected of them as staff here to go out there, to meet with the people, answer questions, meet at their homes, sample their wells, give them the results, explain the results. So I really, Greg and I really wanted to show our appreciation by awarding them with a Superior Accomplishment Award with a $500 gift award. Can we get a picture in front of the board? If everybody stands up there.
Walk around the earth.
Yeah, let's go ahead.
You want
us? Everybody just stand up and have a quick picture.
Huh?
Did you get a picture? All right, great, thank you. I'm sure I'll have to get payback for the picture, but again, thank you.
Congratulations to both of them. And welcome to Greg.
Yeah, now I had a chance personally to see the team in action because we had a public meeting here we held in the evening, and where we invited all the folks who are impacted by the TCE, and it was very well organized, and definitely our staff was very open, candid in answering questions and concerns over their wells contamination. So I more than second these awards. Thank you.
I want to commend them too. You know, I've had a firsthand experience watching them communicate with the public, the Buckley Road affected community, and they've defeated the myth of the faceless bureaucracy. You know, I mean, they personalized it, and they go out and they speak with individuals, as Taya alluded to, and I think that's huge. All righty, let's move on. So you have all heard about the Gray Tsunami, and with it comes the loss of wonderful people from our organization. And today we're going to celebrate a couple of those, the first of which is actually, we're going to celebrate some students, I think. Sheila, are you here? We're going to celebrate some students who are moving on first to start their careers, I guess.
Exactly. Good morning, Dr. Wolf, members of the board. My name is Sheila Soderberg. I'm the Department of Defense and MPDS Wastewater Unit Senior. I'd like to present, where's Jessica Duffy? There she is. Jessica is an engineering and architectural science student, and she's graduating on Saturday with her Master of Science in Environmental Engineering. Since 2015, Jessica has assisted Department of Defense in permitting unit staff on their projects, and Jessica has approached every assignment, whether from the mundane to the complex, with great enthusiasm. So we'd like to thank Jessica for all her hard work, and we wish her best wishes on all her new endeavors. I'd also like to recognize our scientific aide, Chris Mose. And Chris is also graduating on Saturday with his Bachelor's of Science in Environmental Engineering from Cal Poly. Chris has assisted permitting staff since he started work here in 2016. We'd like to thank Chris for his work on the various projects along the Central Coast and wish him best wishes in his new career.
Okay, I misspoke. Those weren't retirements. Now on to the retirements. First, Harvey Packard. Oh, Harvey's not retiring. Harvey's talking about a retirement. Chris Adair, as we spoke at the last meeting, has retired and left state service, and we wanted at this meeting to recognize Chris Adair.
We're going to ask the board to adopt a resolution, and I'll read it here for you. Whereas Chris Adair retired from state employment on October 20th, 2017, after more than 24 years of dedicated service to the state of California and the Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board, Chris has worked with passion, commitment, and joy to preserve, enhance, and restore the quality of California's water resources. Chris worked in many water board programs, including wastewater permitting, underground storage tanks, and site cleanup. Recent projects include winery regulation, electronic groundwater data submittal, and low-threat underground storage tank closures. Chris served on statewide committees and roundtables, contributing to program effectiveness and advancements in efficiency and productivity. Chris served as a unit supervisor for 17 years, working with staff as a guide and mentor. Those who worked with him appreciated his fairness, ability to listen, easygoing personality, and willingness to support them. Chris made a difference in the office with his constant optimism, enthusiasm, and willingness to answer questions and get things done. It has been a joy to work with someone so passionate, calm, and professional all at the same time. It's clear that his years of dedication to protecting the region's water resources has made a huge positive impact on our organization. Chris possesses an affinity, some might even say a superpower, for working with data systems and databases, and has improved the functionality of a number of the critical data systems that staff and management use in their daily work at both the state and regional level. Throughout his many years of service, Chris has served the people of state with hard work and dedication. Further, he has earned the respect and admiration of his coworkers and external water quality partners for his knowledge, expertise, creativity, kindness, and friendship. Therefore, the Central Coast Water Board expresses its sincere and grateful appreciation to Chris Adair for his contributions to our water quality programs and to the betterment of the Central Coast region's water. Personally, I just want to say we'll miss Chris, both as a friend and as a worker. It's a huge hole to fill, so we appreciate all his time here.
I do. thank you all. Thank you, board members, my friends and colleagues. What I really want to say is, you know, this is a great organization. This is a wonderful place to work. And I want to encourage the people that are new here to, you know, seek out leadership, seek out mentorship for people that come along. The people that have been here, the people I've worked with, are, you know, this is just the greatest place to work. Having said that, retirement's great too. So thank you all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You know, if I could just add a few words, Chris. You know, you've been part of staff, obviously, as long as I've been on the water board, and you've always been the consummate gentleman, very knowledgeable, and leaving big shoes to be filled, and I just want to congratulate you on moving on to the next phase in your life, but you will be missed.
And also, I wanted everyone to know that when I heard that Chris signaled that he was retiring, I went to his office and I told him, you know, retirement is overrated. I didn't quite do it, so I threatened him to have a petition. That didn't quite do it, so I decided I can't. He made up his mind, so, you know, I'm going to wish him the best. So likewise, you know, every time I would come by your office, you always had a smiling face, and I think that's important too, you know, is the attitude of a job. So again, many thanks for your contribution and the legacy of knowledge that you leave behind. Thank you.
If I could just add, thank you, Chris. Chris and I worked together for many years, closely together, in the same groundwater section. And, you know, you develop a friendship over time, you know, and it's strange now to come to the office and not have Chris to relate to in the last month or so. But it was a joy spending a decade working with him, too, and he's a really neat person. You should talk to him maybe at the holiday party about some of his other endeavors that draw him away from work now. So, interesting guy. Thank you, Chris. Okay, moving on. I'm gonna ask Mary Hamilton. Mary? To step forward. We're going to recognize Karen Worster.
Good morning, Chairman Young, members, or sorry, Chairman Wolf, my apologies, Dr. Wolf, and members of the board. Perhaps y'all shouldn't sit so close together, it's confusing. I'm sorry.
We don't look alike, you know?
You do not look alike. I am a little nervous, maybe emotional is a better way to put it, because this is very meaningful to me. I'm honored to present to you today a resolution in appreciation of Karen Worster's contribution to the Water Board. It is very well written, but I'm going to go off script. We recognize her today because she's retiring early next year, and I am still in denial about that. Karen's list of accomplishments are long, far too long to cover today or try and fit in one sheet of paper. We did our best to get it on one sheet of paper and end up with a fully filled out legal sheet here. As you know, her influence on this organization has been transformative. She's a visionary who has helped our organization think differently. She has a really long history of developing innovative approaches to meet our needs. And I'm going to briefly try to highlight some of those and the ways her vision has impacted all of us. Karen's vision created the Morro Bay National Estuary Program over 30 years ago, bringing national designation and protections to our little Morro Bay watershed. She co-founded the NEP and initiated their volunteer monitoring program. Today, the NEP has implemented many, many projects that reduce pollution, protect and restore habitats, and have educated the public about the importance of the Morro Bay watershed. Karen's vision created Sea Camp 20 years ago this month. And because of her vision, we now have 20 years of water quality data at nearly 200 sites in our region to inform our decision making. Sea Camp was the first, and to this day remains one of the most comprehensive surface water ambient monitoring programs in the state. Experts from all over the state and country have sought her counsel, have asked her to participate in their technical advisory committees, and she has had to turn many down because one person cannot do that much. Many have tried to copy her work and her study designs, or have tried to, and have collaborated with her on projects. Oh, stop. Karen's vision also created the Sea Camp Data Navigator and Healthy Watersheds Report Card websites, which make our data available to everyone in a meaningful way. She's presented her work at many conferences. She's presented multiple times at the National Monitoring Conference. She's collaborated with researchers on publications about the impacts of pollution to our water bodies and to our biological resources. And I don't think she'd mind if I shared with you that she does have a few favorites, including southern sea otters and the tidewater goby, which I agree with you should be our state fish. I once heard a collaborator refer to Karen as a water quality ninja in a presentation she was giving on work they collaborated on, and I think that was extremely fitting. And I could go on, but I was asked to be brief, and I'm super grateful this flashy light thing is not happening right now, or I would definitely be in the red. But all joking aside, I have had the great privilege of working closely with Karen for the better part of 19 years. She inspires me, and I am so grateful for your guidance and influence. You're an extraordinary mentor, an amazing teacher, and a good friend. And I think a lot of people in this room could say the same thing, and that speaks volumes. You will leave us with a significant, significant legacy. And the influence of your vision will last for years in this organization. Thank you, and thank you.
Someone once referred to us as the three legs of a stool. And that is absolutely right and apt. I couldn't have done it without these two people who I love dearly. And also fabulous staff. I'd like to particularly point out Howard Kolb, who recruited me in, I think, 1992, away from Fish and Game at the time. And it's really been a great adventure. And it's such a kind of perfect. I think our first sample was December 17th, so your board meeting was scheduled a little early. But otherwise, we're 20 years of this program in particular, which I could not be more proud of. So what a great you know, way to get to start a next chapter. And there's going to be, I'm not done yet, so. Thank you. Congratulations.
Could I ask for a photo of Karen with the board members, please? Would that be appropriate?
Karen, would you mind taking a photo with the board members?
Who wants to go first?
What?
I have something to say.
You want to go first? Go ahead. Karen, Monica has something to say.
Well, I'm sure several of us have comments, Karen. I have a very personal reaction right now because some of you know that I started my work in as an anthropologist. I had my opportunity to work at the Morro Bay National Estuary Program. It's my field work, my PhD, and my passion that grew and blossomed with Dave and Karen, Mary. There's others. The names aren't coming forward at the moment. But the Water Board staff was linked so intrinsically to that effort. It was a community-based effort, an effort that created a path. Rejected no from the federal and state entities that said, no, Morro Bay's not worthy of a estuary protection, and people didn't accept that. And Karen and Dave gave the people of that of the Morro Bay greater watershed community the tools, the technical information, the data, the science that validated what we were saying was, hey, we're not going to wait for Morro Bay to completely degrade, for the estuary to completely fill in. We're going to protect it now while it's still healthy and viable. I learned so much in that process. I learned everything about stewardship, about collaboration, about the importance of holistic, integrated science, the power of integrated, holistic views and explanations, and of community dialogue to educate people about the value of environmental and ecological protection and services and what that meant to community viability for everything from recreational and personal relationship with the environment to economic viability of communities and sustainability. I can tell you without hesitation that what I encountered here, I looked for a place to do my PhD, and I don't know if any of you have had this experience, but it's not a process where it's ready-made. You really have to think about what it is that you can contribute to what people know about ourselves as managers of our resources. Everyone has a role to play. It doesn't matter what your job is. If you live here, you're invested. It's your community. And when I discovered the Morro Bay estuary process, I was so immediately convinced that this was a group of people doing some really important work.
setting precedent and changing the way bureaucracies work, integrating and combining values and differences in ways that people could understand and collectively support. From that process, so much of my career has come, and I sit here as a result. So, you know, I just can't thank the three of you. I acknowledge the three of you as an entity, a force. We're so lucky on the Central Coast to have had that kind of power coming, you know, addressing so many issues. Karen, I've run into you in so many rooms and so many meetings and so many presentations, and we always knew why we were there and what our message was and what we were trying to accomplish. And I'm proud to be part of that, and I really appreciate everything you've contributed. And I wish you well, and I'm glad you're not done. Thank you.
So, you know, it's with a heavy heart that I have to sit here today and to take, you know, both Chris's and Karen's retirements. Karen's is different because she's a biologist. And in a regulatory agency, you know, we, and I include myself in this description, we set standards, we push numbers, you know, we describe how things are to be cleaned up and rectified. But it's really the biologist who's the storyteller about what does this mean in the whole context of what we're trying to achieve. And having a biological background, as I do, I come from that side, not the number-crunching side, I have just always marveled at Karen's stories about this watershed or that watershed. And, you know, I'll never forget the personal reaction I had when we were at the Avila Pier, I don't know how many years ago, 10 years ago, when we were having our annual offsite meeting, and Karen was first telling the board, were you there, Monica, for that? About, I guess, toxicity levels in some of our surface streams. And I just sat back there thinking, I can't believe this is going on. And, you know, here she's got the data, and she's describing everything, and it just really hit me, you know, pretty hard and profound, and because it really puts everything into context. And I think it's such an important story to be told. And Karen, you've done such a wonderful job in doing that. And to both Mary and Dave, I mean, you are part of that whole process, certainly. I know, Dave, you go back, I think, a long time, and it's not just your beard that makes me think that. But you have really, you know, assisted in the storytelling project with your technical abilities and have really helped to make it come to fruition. So, I mean, that's really, I want to note that also. Karen, just, you know, wonderful personality too. And, you know, you're going to be missed. I'm going to miss you. And so, you know, continue doing the great work that you have been doing, and I hope you continue to do it in a even more expansive way and to help others take on projects of, you know, the likes of which you have helped us to develop here. So anyway, you know, you're loved by all of us, and it's just the kind of that feeling that when, you know, when your heart reacts to something, it's from that perspective, I think, that we are feeling and expressing ourselves. So anyway.
So Karen, you know, my colleagues certainly have given a very good and accurate holistic picture of who you are. And so I thought, okay, how can I summarize my thoughts? So here we go. I think you and your team, I would characterize you as a champion of transparency, leveraging technology, because what your work has done is to make public and readily available information that are critical to water quality in a region. And that, I think, is a very significant accomplishment. You know, when it when description was made of some of the efforts you made, and you know, with the help of Dave, where you can go online and you basically can access data anywhere, I think that exemplify, you know, the attributes and the benefits of transparency. When we had our statewide water quality meeting recently in Sacramento, John and myself gave a presentation on our region and how we leverage technology to provide and disseminate information to the public. You know, you're certainly a very good example of that. So thank you for all that good work. I was glad also on your colleague to witness your birthday party last year. So that was nice to see how well you work as a team. Not only you work as a team, you know, here at the office, but also on a social base. So that was great to see that. And I'm also very happy to hear that this is not the end chapter. You have next chapters in life. You know, sometimes it's called middle-aning when we take out what we have learned, and then, you know, we can focus on an area that we have a passion for. So my best to you. Thank you.
Karen, I, and Dave and Mary, I haven't been here long enough. I haven't gotten to know you very much, but I've seen several presentations that are the product of your work, and you've quickly become sort of a legend to me because of the power, like Jeff said, the power of your science and the fact that you've documented in such a way that it's a true legacy that's going to be utilized for the protection of the environment, which I think is paramount for decades to come. And it seems like with every decade, it just becomes more powerful because so often we lack that historical fact that you've brought together, that you've compiled. So even though you're going, I'm hoping that I'll be on this board for many more years. And I know that everyone associated with this organization is going to benefit in their mission greatly from what you've left for us. So thank you.
So I'll be brief, Karen, as I have brevity also on the board, but you have left an indelible legacy. And just to kind of pick up the threads of my colleagues, you know, you really brought the ideas of a citizen scientist to the public way before it was really in the dialogue, and the powerful tools that you developed and have disseminated are just amazing. So I've been impressed on a personal and professional level with you since I started working with the board, and I do hope you continue on in these amazing efforts, and thank you for all your work.
Thank you. I can't really add anything to what my fellow board members said, but thank you, and I'm just really glad to hear that you're not done yet.
So, as we've said, it's kind of hard to imagine a world without CCAMP, either the ambient monitoring piece or the web portal. Most of the people in our organization, most of the staff, do not know the world without CCAMP because it's been around, and we take it for granted too, you know, which is a really wonderful thing when you think about it. I also wanted to acknowledge that Karen is a yoga master too, and that should not go unsaid, I think. She actually used to have a class here in this office, in this room, as I recall. That was awesome, by the way. Karen is a quiet and gentle person. And I think it's an amazing example of what a quiet, gentle person can do. And I would subscribe to the staff and to the rest here that she is a great model for us as to, you know, she doesn't come across as this forceful, powerful person, and yet she's created this amazing thing. So I think that speaks volumes to maybe some of us who are quieter to understand how we can change the world, how we can change our world. So I would hold her up as an example to the rest of us in that respect. And last act of business here is you have to vote on two resolutions. So it's not agendized. I'm hoping nobody petitions that fact. But I'd like to ask the board to vote on the two resolutions that you've heard about.
All right, so.
So moved.
So what I'm gonna do is ask each of you to say yay, and I'm gonna raise my hand when I'll say that. You know, so I'll start on my left.
Yay!
Yay.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right. Unanimous.
So
with gestures.
Yes, and gestures noted in the minutes. Let's make sure those get in the minutes. So I just also want to reflect on the number of staff that are here today. That's a reflection of the love and respect for the people who are walking out the door or have already, in Chris's case, have already walked out the door. And I say thanks to staff for showing up, showing the love. Okay, so I consciously did this knowing that that was kind of a bit of a sad moment. So let's talk about the new additions now into the organization and talk about the folks that are coming into the organization. First, I'm gonna call Phil Hammer up. Phil, you here? Thank you, Phil. And so Phil's gonna introduce, I believe, a couple of staff, new staff people.
Yeah, I'd like to introduce two new staff. It's obvious they have some big shoes to fill, but I think they're up to the task. They're gonna be working in the 401 unit. The first is Mark Cassidy. Mark, if you could stand up real quick. Mark comes to us from 20 years of consulting. He's going to be an environmental scientist. He's a biologist by trade, and I think we're gonna be really happy to have him and benefit from his work. And the second. The second I'd like to introduce is Daniel Burgett. And he is just starting his career. He comes to us from Humboldt State, where he took a lot of what I was impressed with, some really interesting classes that are really looked targeted to the interdisciplinary work that we do here. And so please welcome Daniel as well.
More lumberjacks around here, so that's good.
I'm gonna have to beg to differ and say Aggies, actually. Okay, the next person I'm gonna invite up is, well, actually, Taya, you've already introduced Greg Bishop, so I'll skip that. And let's see, Harvey. And Harvey's gonna introduce James Bishop.
All right, so now we have two bishops. James. There's this James. Welcome, James. James is a geologist. He'll be working in the cannabis unit, which is a new group of staff we'll have here at the Water Board. He has a bachelor and master's degree in geology from the University of Hawaii. He did work at his master's degree on sources of nutrients to groundwater and coastal waters on Maui. He previously worked at the U.S. Geologic Survey in Santa Cruz and Menlo Park. And he lives in Los Osos with his wife and cat. So we're really, really happy to have James here with us.
Okay, now I'm gonna call out and ask, did I miss any? Is there any introductions that we didn't cover? Okay, seeing none, I think that's it for introductions.
All right, and very impressed with the background of the additional team we're bringing on board, and I think there is more to come in terms of available positions. I think we need to make a pitch about applications.
So we currently, I reflected this in the last EO report in September. We have approximately 10 vacancies right now as a part of the new fiscal year that we're in. Harvey Packard mentioned the cannabis unit. We received four positions in the cannabis unit, for example, four new positions in addition to the two that we already have. So we're in full-blown recruiting and hiring mode right now.
So you say we're down 10 positions. Is that based on historically where we were at 8 years ago or something like that?
I said we have 10 positions open right
now. That we could fill, okay.
Right,
and
right.
Where are we numbers-wise compared to?
Historic high.
Historic high.
So we are close to historic high. I think we're still a little bit under, like maybe a couple positions under our historic high. This is probably circa 2007, 2008 timeframe is when we were at that level.
Thank you, John.